Welcome back to The Wise Divine Woman. I'm Dana Irvine, and today I want to talk to you about five appliances you'll need in your kitchen to stay low carb, but also stay on track for the new year. I hope you'll join me. Thank you for joining me for The Wise Divine Woman. Today, this week we're talking about hunger, but I wanted to talk to you about six, you'll need to get your kitchen ready to go for low carb, clean, whatever way you've chosen to be successful in your health journey. You need to have some tools set up for you. Now, if you have a small kitchen like myself, I limit things. I know my husband says I have too many, but it's been nice to have some additional items that I think are very helpful, okay? So when you start digging into eating clean or low carb or keto, upgrading tools and appliances that are available to you, I think are very advantageous, especially if you're running to and fro with kids or grandkids, or you have two or three jobs and you're always running late. The key to success when you're eating is to be prepared. You're not always ordering Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats, and you're able to prepare things or have things ready for you when you're on the run. Things can be a bit confusing, understanding if it should be a multi-purpose or if it's the newest best thing. I like talking to friends about devices. I like looking for the reviews online. So if you're starting off in a low-carb kitchen, or you have lots of things in the kitchen and you don't know what to keep anymore, I'm going to give you some suggestions today about things I think you're going to need to be successful on your new adventure of eating healthy for 2023. The slow cooker, an old classic. Pull it out and dust it, because having a nice, hot, healthy, clean meal is going to be really great. Not only successful for you, but successful for the whole family to always have something nice and hot there. Some kitchens may traditionally have three crock pots, if you can imagine. I don't have the shelf space for that. It's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, if you've ever had a bread maker and you put the bread on to cook overnight, I can't sleep with that beautiful aroma of fresh baking bread. Oh my gosh. So I can't imagine putting oatmeal, which many people do, put oatmeal or a casserole, breakfast casserole, in the slow cooker overnight. That's all I could smell in the house. So I would never be able to sleep well. I'm not sure about you. But having the sort of prep done, and there's lots of great freezer cookbooks, and there's great crockpot cookbooks as well. You can prep up, you can get your family to help prep up, cut the meat, and put them in the freezer. You can pull them out the night before when you leave for work in the morning. You can put them in on low and follow the directions from there. I love it. I think it's great. I use it often, and I use it when I'm entertaining friends and family as well. Always great in the winter season for a big pot of clean chili with no preservatives, no fillers. I can monitor the salt, and of course, there's never any sugar in chili. Do you put sugar in your chili? So on top of the crock pot is the newest edition of the Instapot. We use that daily. My son, my husband, who are not low-carb people, need to have something. So we often throw beans or rice into the Instapot. It usually only takes 4 minutes for rice, and so that works well in addition to the crock pot. Many other things like soup or making bone broth I find very helpful in the Instapot. So if you have the room to have both, fantastic. My Instapot has the crockpot option as well. That's not to say I don't have a crockpot up on top of the shelf, but don't tell my husband. I think the second best, or the third now, best tool to have in your kitchen is the immersion blender. Really great when you're whipping up gravies, even low-carb gravy, or different soups, different stock, and different beautiful creations that you can make with immersion blenders, even for making a quick smoothie rather than pulling out the bullet or pulling out a blender. I find that the immersion blender is very helpful for doing that. If you don't have one, don't worry. You can use your blender that you already have. But I do find it makes a really great smooth sauce with less ingredients, less sugar, and I think it's a really great tool to have in the kitchen. Fourth, I love the food saver, the vacuum sealer. My parents have them. All my neighbors have one. I don't have one yet, but I do see the advantages of it. I would be sure you're watching for the plastic of the food saver or the food vacuum sealer to be BPA free. Always a concern when I'm freezing up or prepping meals or doing those types of things is making sure you're not using toxic plastics, which are going to leach into the food. I don't mean to sound like a party pooper, but if you're one that doesn't have the ability to release toxins well, or you've previously had cancer, BPAs are going to be an important component to you. So find the plastic or find the seal bags that do not have BPA, and they're out there. Food savers or vacuum sealers are not that expensive, $100. And if you can prep up your roast chicken and you make them small enough so that you have them for the size of the meals according to your family, and then they last much longer in the freezer, and you run a less risk of freezer burn. And I love it. It helps food marinate. It helps keep the meat fresh. It can help you prep your meals as well, like adding the vegetables and adding meat to those packages. Great for marinating, though. So the Herb Keeper, do you have one? Have you ever heard of this? I think it's great. I had a friend give me one, and it is wonderful. It keeps the parsley crisp. It keeps the cilantro wonderfully green, never gets slimy. It allows the variation of humidity with the little side dial. You can add water or not, but it does allow the herbs that you buy from the grocery store or maybe you pick from your garden to last much longer. And I think that's always the case, right? Now, alongside of the Herb Keeper, you may just want to buy a microgreen sort of UV light system for your kitchen. Nice small one to grow parsley to have fresh all the time. Lastly is the food scale. Now, I think the reason for the food scale for me becomes important. So I understand the amount of meat, or I understand the amount of size of portions, just to have that sort of realistic understanding. If sometimes your sort of protocol or your chosen path of diet asks for 3 ounces and or 6 ounces of meat, please measure it raw. And I think that's important, where this food scale is important to have. It also, if you're a baker, a food scale is always handy to have, because when it comes down to baking, things need to be precise for the chemical reactions to be having. So I hope you've enjoyed this little short talk about some great tools, you know, if you're to have in the kitchen for a successful, healthy journey for 2023. Now, next week I'm purging, so maybe I'm not keeping the panini press. Maybe I'll put it downstairs in the hopeful chest for my children if they're going to venture into the land of panini presses. I thank you so much for joining me today in the Wise Divine Women podcast. Again, we spoke about some great appliances, how they're going to help you on your journey to health, and I am so thankful for you and the wonderful journey of podcasting that I've had over the years. Be blessed on your journey of health. Thank you. God bless. And be sure to check in to the Wise Divine, DanaIrvine.com page, For all the new updates, please sign up for the newsletter. And thank you so much.